Our story today is called People Can Be So Golden by Linda from Sunny Skies. So, I have a very sensitive 8-year-old who's super creative. On the weekend, she sat down and made a bunch of bracelets and collected some of her teddy bears to sell. She was so excited. This is quite big for her, as she can be quite reserved at times. She sat for a while and no one stopped. She suddenly felt super embarrassed and started to cry. I convinced her to stay a little longer, but after another 20 minutes, she was hot and upset, and we decided to pack it up. Then in our mailbox today, we received this letter and a $5 bill. To the artist, I drove past your stall and decided to walk back and purchase a bracelet and a teddy bear, but you had closed up shop for the day. Please see the enclosed money for some. Keep up the creativity and business sense. I look forward to receiving my items. Just drop them in the letterbox at my front door if you can, whenever. If not, call the money an investment. My favorite color is green, and I have a 1-year-old son. Signed, a local customer. My husband and I were so incredibly moved, and she was so happy. She raced to make a fresh bracelet of green beads and made a card to thank our neighborly angel and wonderful human. This gesture meant everything to our girl and to us. People can be so golden. Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the relevant radio network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.